98.1.
Welcome to a Prophetess Victoria Ministries broadcast. This broadcast is supported 100% by partners of this ministry. We bless God for you. May God bless you richly. Follow us live on Facebook weekly at Victoria Jacobs and Victoria Jacobs Ministries. We do messages live. We'd like you to mail us your prayer request at P.O. Box 60882, Lafayette, Louisiana 70596, so we can join hands with you and change your life. You can also email us at vjacobs001@yahoo.com. Now stay tuned for the Word of God. Like never before, we're waging
war. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Beloved, this is Apostle Colin from Ghana, connected to Prophetess Victoria Jacobs Ministries. My Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and by the hearing of the message of Christ. My Bible also says, you shall know the truth, and the truth you know shall make you free. Now, your freedom in life is as a result of your knowledge. As a result of your knowledge. The Bible said, my people are perished for lack of knowledge. Now, you can be a person or a people of God, but without knowledge, you are in trouble. Now, God has mandated this ministry to cancel your old history, your old pattern, and rewrite a new story about your life and your future. God bless you, beloved. May God cause His face to shine upon you. I pray and prophesy that 2018, you will experience the difference. I don't know what you have been encountering in your life for the past years, but the Word of God is coming with power through the airwaves into your homes and entering your cars. Your life will never be the same again. Beloved, you are a champion. You are a great person. You are more than a conqueror. Now, your Father God, He is a mighty man of war. He has never lost any battle. He is called Jehovah, Great Provider, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Now, wherever you can hear the sound of my voice, this is Prophetess Victoria Jacobs Ministries. Now, give me maximum attention of your time. And I can assure you, by the time we are done with you, your life will never be the same again. Your life will move into a paradigm shift. God will bring you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. God bless you. May God's blessing never cease in your home and in your house. Let me take you to the Bible. Let me take you to the Bible. The book of Job, chapter 36, verse 11. Job 36, verse 11. The Bible said, if they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they obey and serve Him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Now watch these two words, prosperity and pleasures. Now the intention of God for your life is that you live a fulfilled life, a limitless life, a life where you will not enter into worry. Now don't forget, when God created Adam, He placed Adam in a garden called Eden, where Adam had authority, took dominion over there, and there was no trouble, there was no worries. That was the intention of God for mankind. Somebody, the devil is a liar. This year 2018, you are moving into your Eden. You are moving into your Eden. No matter where you have gotten in life, there is still hope for your future. God has given you a choice, and the choice is in your hands. He said, if you shall obey and serve me, I will make you to live your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Now somebody, hear this. The moment you make a conscious effort to receive Jesus into your life, God transfers you from the feelings of pressure into the feelings of pleasure. I will say it again. The moment you make a conscious effort to bring Jesus into your life, God transfers you from the feelings of pressure to the feelings of pleasure. My God. God has made the provision for you to be blessed and live a fulfilled life on earth by bringing or sending his only begotten son Jesus to die for you. You are more than a conqueror. Who told you your life has ended? Who told you there is no hope for your future? It doesn't matter where you have gotten to in life. God is not calling you into condemnation, but he's calling you into glorification. I said, God is not calling you into condemnation, but he's calling you into glorification. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it said, there is now therefore no condemnation to anybody who is in Christ Jesus. Beloved, the answer is in Jesus Christ. The answer is in Jesus Christ. Now hear this. I'm taking you to the book of Revelation chapter number 5, verse 12. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. And your life will never be the same again. Hear this. The book of Revelation 5, 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. My God, these are seven benefits that Christ came to give to you when he rose from the dead. I pray for you wherever you are. In 2018, may you experience the glory of God. May you experience the blessing of God. May you experience the favor of God. May you experience the honor of God. May you experience the riches of God. May you experience the strength of God. And may you experience the power of God. The glory of God is coming to your home right now. Marriages are being restored. Sickness is being healed. Purposes are being fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. La brusha katabrande shata. Ikodobu shanda brande gesho. Beloved, God loves you. God loves you so much. The devil is a liar. I want you to tune your mind and renew your mind that you are not a loser. You will not die in 2018. The Bible said, with long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Now, God's intention for you is that you live in prosperity and in the life of pleasures. What are you waiting for? The book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. It said, I charge you this day before heaven and earth. I set before you life and death. But God said, choose life that you and your children will live. God wants you to live a fulfilled life. Now, this is Prophetess Victoria Jacobs Ministries, and I am Apostle Colin. You are going to hear the woman of God shortly. Now, this woman of God is a person whom God has mandated and anointed for the end times. She is a woman of prayer and a woman of the word. A lot of people have encountered their miracle and blessing through her ministries. Wherever you are, just be connected to her. Solomon said, to anybody that is joined to the living, there is hope. Now, your hope as a person is determined by the person that you are connected to. God bless you. May God cause his face shine upon you. 2018, your life will never be the same again. Now, I'm so excited because God has created an event for your good. It is the Prophetic Fire Conference. Prophetic Fire Conference, which is coming on the 8th of February 2018. And the time is 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And the venue is the Holiday Inn Express on Ambassador Caffrey Parkway. The venue again, Holiday Inn Express on Ambassador Caffrey Parkway. Come with your family, come with your loved ones, even come with your enemies. And on that day, the power of God will flow like never before. Wherever you can hear the sound of my voice, please pick this number and call us. 33-7408-8710. 33-7408-8710. Call us. We shall pray with you and we shall pray for you. And your life will never be the same again. Now Christ died, was buried, and was raised from the dead for your benefit. He gave you riches. He gave you glory. He gave you power. He gave you strength. He gave you honor. He gave you riches. And he gave you blessing. Beloved, you are loaded. You are loaded. But the choice is in your hands. It says, if they shall obey and serve me, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Now hear this, you have a God who, according to Psalm 35 verse 27, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now you are a servant of the Most High God. Don't let the devil lie to you, or don't even condemn yourself, because you are very precious in the sight of God. My God. Somebody, you have been released from prison today. You have been released from the hands of the enemy today. Your life will never be the same from today. You are going to hear the woman of God shortly. But this is Apostle calling from Ghana, West Africa. The power of God, the strength of God, the anointing of God, the oil of God is upon my life. Now in life, whatever you don't have is with somebody. The Bible said, if two of you shall agree on earth, God has connected me to Prophetess Victoria Jacob's ministry to be in agreement for your benefits. We are going to pray for you. We are going to prophesy into your life. And hear this, wherever there is prophecy, there is no leprosy. I'll say it again, wherever there is prophecy, there is no leprosy. And Bible said, and Naaman went to the man of God, the prophet of God, and he came back with a fresh skin. He went with leprosy, but through the prophetic word of the man of God, he returned with a fresh body. Somebody, God is bringing you into your freshness of life, into your newness of life. Purposes shall be fulfilled this year. Businesses shall be established this year. Marriages shall be fulfilled this year. The fruit of the womb is open this year. I prophesy prophetically. The Bible said in Mark chapter 4 verse 14, said, the sower soweth the word. The Bible said, he that is sent of God, he speaketh the word of God. I sow and I speak a word of blessing into your life, a word of elevation into your life. God created you to live a fulfilled life, a limitless life, abundant life. Receive it. Receive it and begin to manifest. I pray for you that this year, by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, and by this ministry, you will experience the miraculous. You will experience a difference, and you will experience abundance of life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Prophetess, I think they want to hear you. Come in, pray, speak for them, and prophesy into their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Prophetic Fire Conference. Don't miss it for anything. God bless you.
Hello, 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 and praise the Lord. This is Prophet.